Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chalad Daf Chav Dalet, and we are starting Chav Gimel Amud Beis. About two lines are from the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah: Ketzad Isu Tarav Isu Tmei V'Chulu. And the Vilna Surah Sadaf. It's all the way at the end of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor: Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. So in the Mishnah we have the machlokes between the Chacham and Reb Lezer whether or not a person is able to take off challah from a tahardo for a tummy one. Reb Lezer allowed it, and the Chacham did not. So the Gemara asks: Vayna Bais Mitzarif. Don't we say that the house itself is Mitzarif these two does? The whole issue over here of taking from tahar for tummy is because we need tziruf, we need them to be combined, they need to be considered like one, and in order for us to do that, we assume that they have to be touching each other. So Blazer had a patent, that's what we say in Hebrew, some sort of kinach of how to make sure they're touching each other, but that the tahar one does become tameh, and the chum didn't like it. But the question over here is that the house should be mitzar of them. The fact that they're in the same house should make them considered to be like one dough. They don't actually have to be touching. So the Gemara answer is if a person is makbed, that these two things do not get mixed, that they don't touch each other, and abayas mitzarif, so then the house is not able to be mitzarif them. But if he's not makbid and he would not mind them to get mixed up with each other, habayas mitzarif, then the house would be mitzarif them, would combine them, and that's why the house is not mitzarif these two things, because we're talking about tahara and tamei. And that's why the Gemara speaks out, isa tamei, isa tahara, also gedavar shu makbid al turvasai, a tahara do and a tamei do are like something that he's makbid about, and therefore, once again, the house is not going to be mitzarif these two things. And for the clarification of this, is beisa tchila. This whole machlokes is between the Chum and Reb Lezer is only talking about a do, which is tamei tchila, which means it's a rishon l'tuma, and it's able to be matam the other dough. Aval be'isa shnia, but if the dough which is tame itself is only sheni l'tuma, and sheni maga itzal tevel, sheni doesn't have an issue of touching tevel, meaning it's not going to be matame it, and even the chum would not have an issue over here. And tani, we have a braisa, Reblai Omer Mishum Reb Lezer, tarmin minatar ala tame belach. Reb Lezer says that when we're dealing with truma, we can separate from tar onto tame, even when we're dealing with lach, even when we're dealing with something that's moist. And we know that even though tuma is usually transferred easier when we're dealing with moist things, there's still no issue. We have a patent. We have a way that a person could separate truma from tahar onto tameh. Ketzad, what's the situation? Kavash zeisim etuma. He pickled olives in a state of tuma, and that means that we have olives and a bunch of olive oil as well, which is all tameh. V'umavakash ataron v'tahara, and he wants to separate truma in a state of tahara. How does he do this? We know that truma has to be min hamukif, and the two things that are being combined have to be touching each other. And the answer is as follows: Mevi mashbech she'en befiv kebeitza. He brings a mashbech, which is like a funnel that the mouth of it, the narrow part, is not a beitza. It's not the size of an egg, and as we learned previously, this does not have the ability to transfer tuma. Umali oisa zesim, he fills the whole thing with olives, obviously tahar ones. Benoisa pichaves, and he places them right at the entrance of the barrel where the tame stuff is. Benimsa termina mokef, and it turns out that he's being termina mokef because we have these tahar olives that are in the mouth of the mashbech of the funnel. Those are touching the tame ones, so here we have mina mokef, but they don't transfer tuma because, as we said, the mouth of this funnel is less than the size of a beitza. So here we have mina mokef, and we're separating from tahar for tame. However, the Gemara has a question on this. Why do we have to say that the mouth of the funnel was less than the size of a beitza? I feel kibetza, even if it was the size of a beitza, and we have a beitza's worth of olives here, still there's no problem. Aren't they crumbs? Now, obviously, olives aren't crumbs. They're olives. It just means that each olive is smaller than the size of a beitza. So even if we have a lot of olives here, equaling up to more than the size of a beitza, each individual olive is less than a beitza. And so even in this situation, tuma is not going to be transferred. The Gemara says you're right. The only reason why we said the mouth of the funnel should be narrow is shaloi latame zesim harbe, in order not to metame many olives. In other words, even if the mouth of the funnel was larger than the size of a beitza and we had a lot of olives here, tuma still would not be transferred. We just want to make sure that we're metame as few olives as possible, and that's the only reason why we said that the mouth of the funnel should be narrow. Now we continue with this. Amrulai, the Chum told Reb Lezer, ein lecha kari lach el yayin v'shemen balvad, the only thing which is called moist is yayin and shemen. Now what this really means is that even though the Chumim argue with Yavesh, like in our Mishnah, they actually do allow being tirim from tahar on tameh with lach, because the two do not need to touch each other. And that's what we ask, hey Chavida, how is this done if they don't need to touch each other? The answer is, either if we have one beam for two bayrais, or shtei kairis labar echad, two beams for one bar. Now it's referring to pressing grapes for wine, and the kaira is the heavy beam that's placed on the grapes, crushing them, getting the juice to flow out. So one kaira for shtei bayrais means that we had all the grapes in one pit, they were crushed by the kaira, by the beam, and then the fellow split them into two separate bayrais, two separate holding containers, and then one of them became tamei. Since they were originally in one bar under one kaira, they're considered like one, even though they're not touching each other. And the next case is the same thing, it's just the opposite. It's two kairas for one bar. We had two separate pits of olives that were crushed, but then they were placed into the same bar, and here also, even if one is tamei and one is tar, we can separate from the tar for the tamei. So Gemara asks on the second case, mikim shenit miktasei ain kulei tamei, since some of it became tamei, don't we say the entire thing became tamei? How is it that we have a bunch of crushed grapes and wine together, and some is tamei and some is tar. The Gemara says, you're right, Rav Hila answers Rav Shem Rav Yasa, Tifter. We could explain as follows. Shahaya b'dayte l'asayson tfisa achas. He originally wanted to crush all these grapes together in one shot, in one bar. V'nimlach, but then he changed his mind. V'asan shtey tfisas, and he made them into two separate bars, two separate crushings. And that's why only some of them are tame, because some of them are here and some of them are there. The ones that are here are tahar, the ones that are there are tame. But since originally his das was to do it together, we say that they're considered like one for truma purposes. Now, Amar Yisrael Rabun, he clarifies, Hadada Tamar, this is only said, meaning we only said that he could separate from tahar for tame, bishanitma, misha shilo, misha kipa. Only if the juice became tame once he had already skimmed the top off. This is referring to pulling out all the skins and the seeds that floated to the top. Only then we're able to say that we could take off from tahar for tame. Why is this? Shikvar nir l'tarman b'tahara. Because at that point, he was able to separate truma in a state of tahara, because it's only once he skims off the top is it considered gemar malacha. Avolim nitma ad shalai shil ad shalai kipa laibada. But if the wine or the juice became tame before he skimmed off the top, he's not able to separate from tahar for tame, because that means it became tame before it had a chiv of truma in the first place. And so then we can't separate from one for the other. Now, bottom line, how do we paskin? Rav Tavi quotes Rav Yeshe, who says b'shem Rav Yanai, halacha k'Rav Elazar, the halacha k'Rav Elazar. And also, Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman says b'shem Rav Yeshaya, halacha k'Rav Elazar. However, Rav Huna says b'shem Rav Chanina, ain halacha k'Rav Elazar. And Rav Yisrael Rabun quotes Rav Yehudu, says b'shem Shmuel, ain halacha k'Rav Elazar. And now we have a story, and pay attention to the girsa change. Also of the Kumi Rav Imi, a story came to Rav Imi, v'loy hayri, and he didn't paskin like Rav Elazar because he was unsure of how to paskin. Amar, he explained as follows, tarti kol kabel trei inun. This is 2 verses 2. We have 2 mandamrim this way and 2 mandamrim that way, and therefore I don't feel comfortable paskin like Rav Elazar. So Amar Lei, they told him, Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman hayri. Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman himself paskin like Rav Elazar, and Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman is very chashuv, so you should go like Rav Elazar. But nonetheless, afilu kein loy hayri, still he didn't paskin because at the end of the day he was unsure. It's 2 verses 2. Hachem alach peres chutz la'aretz, mazdor for finishing the second parak of Maseches Challah. Just like Ruzecha finished this parak together, we should be Ruzecha finish the entire Masech together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning with a brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.